This summer, Alaska Volcano Observatory scientists embarked on an ambitious project to repair seismic monitoring equipment at active volcanoes around southwest Alaska. Now, 176 of the observatory's 216 seismic stations are in working order. APRN's Josh Edge has more.
A backlog of deferred maintenance and lack of funding, coupled with the extreme nature of the environment, has caused some of the seismic monitoring stations to quit working over the past several years. This summer, crews were able to repair stations at a handful of sites in southwest Alaska. Janet Schaefer is with the Alaska Volcano Observatory State Geological Survey.
Then we're able to visit, importantly, Aniakchak Volcano on the Alaska Peninsula, and restored some ground-based monitoring at the volcano there. And we also did seismic repairs at Gariloy, Tanagon, Westall volcanoes. Those are in the Aleutian Islands.
Schaefer says AVO was also able to fix stations at the recently active Shishaldin volcano. Funding came from the U.S. Geological Survey's Volcano Hazards Program. Future funding is uncertain, but Schaefer says the goal is to get more of their stations up and running.
Wrangell Volcano is an example. It has been active recently, and those stations are difficult to get to, so it would be nice to get there.
A volcanic eruption is often preceded by hours or even months of seismic activity, which Schaefer says provides AVO with valuable data.
So that we can detect those very small magnitude earthquakes that indicate fluid movement either from an active hydrothermal system or gas or magma beneath the surface. So those are the first signs of unrest, and those are what really help us to be on guard.
And as more stations are brought back online, AVO can more reliably monitor volcanoes and issue more accurate warnings to the public as hazards to communities and passing air traffic become apparent. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.